Nesechtes Baba Basra, Daf Ayin, three lines on the top of Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and our Mishnah on Daf Samach Chasim Abayz, the Mishnah taught us, Hamichas Esodo, if Reuven sells his field, and he didn't specify what is included in the sale, then the end of the Mishnah stated, that Benkach, that it doesn't make a difference if he sold it Stomo, or even if he said, he v'chol mashe p'techa, that Reuven did not include in the sale, a Charuv Hamokov and a Sadan HaSikma, and as we explained, the Charuv Hamokov is a carob tree that was already grafted, and is therefore older and stronger, and is such a davar chashuv that is considered a sadeh b'fnei atzmoi, and similarly a sadeh ha-sikma is a sycamore tree that is already older, and its branches were already pruned, and therefore it's again a davar chashuv, and is considered a sadeh b'fnei atzmoi, and it's also not included in the sale. As Rashbam explained, that if Reuven would have three sadehs, and he would have parcel A, parcel B, and parcel C, and he would sell parcel A and C to Shimon, then certainly even if you say, hi v'chol mashu b'techa, then parcel B is not included, and therefore a charuv hamokov and a sadeh ha-sikma is also not included in a sale. And our Gemara now begins, and let's keep in mind that we will have two different lashonis and two different versions as to the question of Acha Bar Huna will ask Rav Sheshes, and by the name of Acha Bar Huna and Rav Sheshes. The first version is that Rav Acha Bar Huna asked the following question of Rav Sheshes: Chutz mi charuv pleini or chutz mi sadeh pleini mahu? Let's say Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you this sadeh, however I'm explicitly excluding a specific tree that's a charuv hamukov or sadeh sikma, and meanwhile there are other charuvim and other sikma trees in this field. Therefore, if Acha Bar Huna asks Rav Sheshes, what would be the din? Do we say oisa charuv hu delei kani hashach charuv kani? By the fact that Reuven actually explicitly stated that he wants to exclude a specific carob tree from the sale, therefore it's as if he said, I'm explicitly excluding this carob tree, but the rest of the carob trees or the rest of the sycamore trees will be included. Oidum hashach charuv nami lei kana. Or do we say that although Reuven explicitly excluded this carob tree, the mice is not because he wanted to sell more to Shimon, and really he was still excluding all of the other charuvim and all of the other sycamore trees that are in this field. And as Rashbam explains, that the two tzadim of Acha Bar Huna is as follows: that do we say that since if Reuven would have said nothing, then the charuvim and the sycamore trees would not have been included, as we learned in our Mishnah, and therefore by him specifying that I'm excluding charuv pleini or sadim pleini, so it's as if Reuven is saying to Shimon that I'm selling you the rest of the charuvin hamukovin and the rest of the sadna sikma, however I'm just excluding this particular tree. What do we say that even though he actually excluded something, that's not going to make his koyach any less and it won't weaken his koyach, and Shimon wouldn't have a right to the rest of the trees, that just because the meicha wanted to make his koyach stronger and he explicitly stated that I'm not selling you this particular carob tree, it doesn't mean that we should make his koyach any weaker in regard to the rest of the trees. And of course the Rashbam is bothered that we already learned a whole sugya as to dinim of yitul lashon, and l'chayr, since Reuven did not have to say this lashon, l'chayr it's a yitul lashon, and l'chayr should include something. And let's remember that we had a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, and Rabbi Kiva hold that meicha bayin yafa meicha, and the Chacham hold meicha bayin rahu meicha, and therefore the Rashbam explains that according to Rabbi Kiva, his yitul lashon is actually saying that although generally a meicha sells a path and doesn't retain a right of way for himself, however in this case, by the fact that he actually said chutz mecharuv pleini or chutz mesadim pleini, therefore Reuven is actually retaining the right of way for himself. As Rashbam brings down that in the Mishnah Daf Samach Tav Amud Aleph, Rabbi Kiva actually stated the Meir Rabbi Kiva bezman she'amalei chutz me'elu she'ena tzarech lichol yederach. Therefore, v'hai chutz mecharuv pleini de ka'amar l'shay yederach l'hai charuv neskaven v'loy l'mayet hashar. And Rashbam continues that even according to Rabbanan that hold that a meicha is ba'ayin ro meicha, and he always retains a right of way for himself. So l'chayr, what is this yitul lashon? And Zok Rashbam, v'afilu Rabbanan ami iklameima l'fikach amar chutz mecharuv pleini the bahu charuv hayichafitz yisa, that he wanted to actually specify that this charuv is very important to me, and therefore he clearly defined that this charuv certainly belongs to me. V'loy hayreitzah she'ed ben l'kech l'din, as he didn't want there to be a shayla at some point that l'kech should take him to a din Torah. V'l'charuv zeh chavin l'shuv v'dishtara, as Rabbi Yehuda taught us on Daf Samach Tesan Beis, that Amar Rabbi Yehuda hayman demaz ben ar l'chavrei tzarech l'mitlach lei k'ni l'cha diklim v'ta'olim v'hutz v'titzin v'av agav d'chi l'kosel l'hachi k'ani afilu hachi shufir l'shtaru. And over here we could say a similar svara, and we don't look at this as a yitul lashon, and the Rashbam continues av l'ashach ruven l'chashish l'chtav shufir l'shtara the mekom mokaron b'teichu b'may d'kaimelon she'en k'ruv v'mukur nimka b'chlal sada k'in nir b'einai v'ikar. And our Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rav Sheshes responded to Rav Acha Bar Huna that although he said chutz mechruv pliny and chutz misadim pliny, he didn't mean that I'm not excluding the rest of the cheruvim or the rest of the sycamore trees. And certainly Reuven did not mean to sell any of the cheruvim or the sycamore trees to Shimon. And I am not going to Rashbam, amalei loikana, loihuv, loizulasai, and Shimon would not be koinah this tree, and he would not be koinah any other trees in the Sada. And the Rashbam points out, the kivin shafilu loi pirish lei chutz bechagoyin elu, einim in karim bechlau Sada, hachanami loikana, as even if Reuven wouldn't have said anything, and he would have just said, I'm selling you the Sada Stam, and even if Reuven would have said, he bechol mash b'teicha, that these sycamore trees are not included, therefore Shim would not be koino any of the other charuva hamukav or sadna sikma in the sada. V'le pirush halalu al idea shekol ilun shabai se sada rein kama ilu b'le nimkru. And that God brings another reason as to why Reuven would say this lashon, and he was just using this tree as an example for the rest of the trees, and he was saying that just like this tree is not going to be included, the rest of these trees will not be included either. Where it continues, Ispe will ask a question on Rav Sheshes, who just taught us that even though Reuven said chutz mechuruv pleni and chutz misadim pleni, that Shim would not be koina any of the other cheruvin or any other sycamore trees in this field. And the Gemara asks a question from a Braisa, as the Braisa states that if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you the Sada, chutz mechuruv pleni or chutz misadim pleni, which is exactly the case of Rav Acha bar Huna, and the Braisa states loikana, and the Gemara asks, my lav, oisa cheruv hud loikana, hashach cheruv kana, then my shmoisa of the Braisa is, they only not koina that carrot tree or that sycamore tree, but the rest of the cheruvim and the rest of the sycamore trees, you would be koina. And of course, this would be a raya against Rav Sheshes. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, Rav Sheshes responds, Loi, that that's not the way to understand this Braisa. And when the Braisa stated, Loi Kona, that a filu shah cheruvim nami Loi Kona, that Shim would not be koina any of the other cheruvim or any other sycamore trees in this field. Although Rav Sheshes doesn't have a raya from this Braisa, but he says it has to be, that it is pshad in the Braisa, as Teidah bring your raya, the ilu Amalei, sodi mechur locha, chutz misod plainis, if Reuven has a bunch of fields and he says to Shimon, I'm selling you field A, but I'm explicitly excluding that I'm not selling you field B, would you think, that when Reuven says I'm excluding field B, that would mean that Shimon would have a right to the rest of the sodas of Reuven, and even though Reuven said I'm selling you soda A, Shimon would acquire all the rest of the sodas and would even acquire soda C, D, and E, etc. Of course that can't be, and certainly it would be pashut that Shimon would not be koina anything aside for field A, and he wouldn't be koina field B, and he wouldn't be koina field C either. And hachinami lekana, and over here also, since we explained that a sadna sikma or cheruv hamukov is considered like a separate field, so even though Reuven said to Shimon that I'm specifically excluding a specific cheruv or a specific sadin, however, certainly that doesn't mean that he's including the rest of the cheruvim and the rest of the sycamore trees, and certainly they're all considered separate and distinct sadais. And let's see the Rashbam on the second of the wide lines where he explains that Rav Sheshes answered loy shacheruvim lam lekana, that the Braisa means that Shimon would not be koina any of the other cheruvim either. The Haidik Tani loy kana, and even though the Braisa states loy kana ashach cheruvim koi, it's actually going on the rest of the carrot trees, the koshkin haidik hamishaya, and certainly the one that he actually explicitly excluded that would certainly not be sold. And vashmin also, and the chiddush of Braisa is gufa lehifset shach cheruvim b'shvil ahu shayachidi. Now, although Reuven explicitly excluded one particular tree, they didn't mean to say that I'm selling you the rest of the trees, and therefore the Braisa teaches us loy kana, that Shim would not be koina any of the cheruvim that are in this field either. And also, let's see the Rashbam deal maskel chutz misad pliny, and Rashbam explains hasama chutz lemeitzah, that the case was where Reuven said to Shimon, I'm selling you sada A, but I'm explicitly excluding sada B, and sada B was right next to sada A. And the reason why Rashbam says this is because Rashbam wants to explain why did Shimon specifically exclude this sada, and why didn't he exclude the rest of his sadas? And therefore he explained that this loshin was not a yita loshin, as Reuven wanted to be clear that he's only selling sada A, and even though sada B is right next to sada A, that's not included in the sale. And the Maaser of Sheshes said that it's pasha that in the case where Reuven said, I'm selling you field A, and he specifically excluded field B, that certainly he doesn't sell the rest of the fields. And as Rashbam states, the hamicha sada achas leimacha kol sadeis bechal uvishul she'amah shtoseh chutz misada pleni ein lo leimah she'macha mashli ratzalimka the sada achas eskavalimka v'lo yishtei sadeis. And it's a bit tzarech bia why Rashbam states that he said a shtus, if l'chayr Rashbam just explained that there was a reason why he actually said this lashon, as he wanted to make sure that even though that this sada was right next to the meisar, that it's still not included. However, keep in mind that at the end of the Rashbam, Dilu Maschel El Ludami Hachinam Ludami, the Rashbam states Umiyu Hechad Lekalitfuy Shum Dava, that even in a case where you can't explain why Reuven would actually have excluded this particular charuva mokov or the sadan asikba. Even so, still would not be able to say that since there's no way to explain his words and to add on to what he was trying to explain, therefore must be that he's coming to be megareya and he's trying to make his rights less, and Reuven must have sold the rest of the carrot trees and the rest of the sycamore trees to the Shimon. Therefore, certainly in all cases, Reuven does not mean to sell more of the cherubim or more of the sycamore trees to Shimon. The Gemara continues, v'ikadamri, and we have another version as to the shailer of Acha Bar Huna asked from Rav Sheshes. And as the Gemara states, boy minei Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rav Sheshes, Rav Acha Bar Huna asked the following question from Rav Sheshes. And let's keep in mind that according to this version of the Gemara, certainly in the first case where Reuven said to Shimon, I'm selling you sada pleni, chutz mecherub pleni, and chutz misadim pleni, then certainly Rav Sheshes is correct that Reuven did not mean to sell the rest of the cherubim or the rest of the sycamore trees to Shimon. And certainly, as the Gemara stated, that shah cherubim nami loy kadi. However, in this version of the Gemara, Rav Acha Bar Huna asked Rav Sheshes, chutz mechatzi cherub pleni, or chutz mechatzi sadim pleni, mao. Let's say Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you this entire sada aside from a half a carrot tree or aside from a half a sada that sikma. So in that case, what would be a din? And as the Gemara explains, shah cherubim vadi loy kadi, that certainly Reuven did not mean to include the rest of the cherubim or the rest of the sycamore trees, and certainly there is no question that Shimon would not be koiner the rest of the trees. But maybe we would say that since in this case Reuven specifically retained the rights to a half a carob tree or a half of the sadana sikma, so it must be that Reuven was saying that at least in regard to this charuv hamokov or this sadana sikma, I'm only retaining 50% of this tree and the other 50% will belong to Shimon, and certainly that's included in the sale. Or do we say that Reuven did not mean to sell any part of this carob tree or any part of the sycamore tree to Shimon, and Shimon would not be koino even 50% of this particular tree? And once again, Amalei Rav Sheshes responded that loikoni, that Shimon would not be koino any part of this tree. Therefore, in this case, Shimon would not have right to any of the other cherubim or any of the sycamore trees, and he wouldn't have right even to 50% of this carob tree or this sada sikma. Reuven specified that he's keeping 50% of this tree for himself. Once again, according to this version, the Gemara continues and brings a raya against Rav Sheshes from a brisa. As Esfid, we learned to the brisa, chutz mechatzi cherub pleni, if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you this field, aside from half of this carrot tree, or chutz mechatzi tzedim pleni, or aside from half of this sadan asikma, so the brisa states, shah cherubim leikona, that Shimon would not be koina the rest of the carrot trees in this field, and the Gemara states, my lav, shah cherubim hud leikona, the mashmois is that it's only the rest of the carrot trees that Shimon would not be koina, hamashashai ba'isa cherub kona, but specifically the carrot tree that Reuven mentioned, and Reuven said that I'm retaining 50% of this carrot tree for myself, and it must be that Reuven meant to say that I'm only retaining 50% of this carrot tree and the rest of the carrot tree will belong to you. Once again, the Gemara tells us on Malay, or if Sheshu responds, Loi, that that's not the way to understand this brisa, and the brisa really means to say, that Shimon would not be koino even 50% of that specific carrot tree that Reuven specified I'm retaining 50% of. As Rashbam explains, and the brisa means to say all of the rest of the carrot trees, including the 50% of the carrot tree that Reuven mentioned, are not going to be koner to Shimon. Shimon would not acquire any carrot trees in his field, and even 50% of the carrot tree that Reuven mentioned. Once again, the Gemara brings a similar svara as Teidal bring a raya. This must be pshan the brisa, as the ilu amalei study mechur lecha chutz mechatzis study pleni. And certainly, you would agree that if Reuven said to Shimon, "I'm selling you field A, and I'm retaining for myself 50% of field B," then of course, do you have any havmina that anyone would think that Reuven meant to sell Shimon the other 50% of that field? Certainly, Reuven only sold him field A and didn't sell him any part of field B, and therefore in our case as well, even though Reuven specified that he's retaining 50% of this carob tree for himself, he doesn't mean that he's actually giving the other 50% away to Shimon, and certainly he retains that 50%, and as we explained, because a cheruv hamukov and a sadra sikma are such chashuva trees, therefore they are considered sadas b'fnei atzman. The Gemara continues with a sugya that's not really relevant to Masechtas Bava Basra and really has more relevance to Masechtas Bava Metzia. However, as Rashbam points out, that since at the top of the Amid we mentioned Dainei Goyla, which we explain refers to Shmuel and Kana, or at least to Kana as explained in Masechtas Sanhedrin on Daf Yudzayin Beis, therefore in our Gemara we will see that they will bring down Dainei Goyla and Dainei Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we mention this Gemara as well. And our Gemara continues, Rav Amram asked the following shayla from Rav Chista, Hamafkad Eitz Chaver Bishtar. Reuven gives an item to Shimon to watch. When Reuven gave this item to Shimon, he did so by writing a star, and he had Edom that signed the star that he gave Shimon this item. Then at a later point, when Reuven comes to collect this item from Shimon, and Shimon says to Reuven, that I returned this item to you, what would be a din? Do we say that since at most Shimon is only a Shem and Sacha, and if Shimon wanted to lie, he could have just said that it was an oinus that occurred, and therefore I'm potter? Certainly if Shimon was a Shem and Chinam, then Shimon could taina nigdava or nevda, and therefore he'd be potter, and therefore Shimon has a migul, and hashtanami mehemin, and now also when Shimon taina that we turned the item to you, he should be neman. Rav Avram continues and explains the other tzad, oidilma, what do we say? Matzi omale shtarcha biyadim, my boy, that Reuven could say to Shimon that if it's true that you returned a bekadim to me, then why is it that I still have a star in my hands that states that you actually are watching this item for me, and if it's true that you actually returned it to me, you should have never returned it to me unless you received the star back, or unless you have some other raya that you actually returned the item, and by the fact that you actually don't have a raya, therefore you can't use a migu, and as Rashbam explains, it's a migu makam edim, or at least a migu makam star, as the star itself is proving that Shimon must still have this item, and therefore Shimon would not be able to claim that I returned the item to you. The Gemara tells us, Rav Chista responded to Rav Amram, Mehemin, that Shimon would be Neman. Shimon has a valid migu, and as we will see on Ayin and Beis, that in Chinami, since if Shimon would taina that the item was stolen from me, or was lost, or was Nensu, then Shimon would have to make a Shvua. Therefore, in this case also, Shimon would have to make a Shvua. Therefore, when Rav Chista stated Mehemin, he means to say that he's believed as long as he'll make a Shvua. And the Gemara now asks, V'lei Mulei, Shtarach B'yadi Mai Bayi, the Gemara asks, that Lemaisa, why is the other tzad not correct? And L'chir, it's a migu makam edim, or at least a migu makam shtar, and Amalei, and Rav Chista responded, V'l'tamech, and according to Yisvara, V'chi Amalei Nensu, Mi Matzi Amalei, Shtarach B'yadi Mai Bayi, that certainly even you agree that if Shimon would have claimed that there was an oinus that occurred to this item, and therefore I no longer have the item, that certainly we would not be able to claim that Shtarach B'yadi Mai Bayi, and certainly Shimon would be Neman, and therefore, based on a migu, Shimon is still Neman. I am 3 lines from the bottom of the Amid with Rashbam states, and therefore Reuven doesn't have a claim that Lemaisa, why do I have my star? Lemaisa Shimon has a migu, and the Rashbam points out, Vilmali Lashakav Mokam Edim Loidomi, and this is not similar to a case of Mali Lashakav Mokam Edim, the Ovid Inish Lemitriva Oma Vatia Story. Even though Reuven is claiming that I have the star, and why would you give me back the Bekodin if I didn't give you back the star? Rashbam explains that Lemaisa, it's very normal that when Shimon comes to return the item to Reuven, Reuven may have stated that I don't have the star right now, and I lost the star, and the Nifkad would still return the item to the Mafkid, the Nifkad Nami Lev Chayish Lashtara, and the Nifkad also didn't care to get back the star, Mishun Dahavi Matal Mifta Nafshe Betainis Ainis, as he knew they could always taina that Ainis occurred, and that's why I don't have the item any longer. Our Mavas Chavir Bishtar, Le Matzi Toyin Levi Prati, but if someone lends money to his friend with the star, then the borrower can't just claim that I paid it back, the Amalei Idach, as certainly in that case, the lender can certainly say, Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, the Gabi Levi Lekka Shemigo, and by the gear of the borrower, there is no migu. That feel toyin nensu tzarich l'shalim demilvelay tzonit na. As in that case, he doesn't have a migu that could have claimed it was nenas, and therefore there is no migu. And that's why, in the case of a regular loan, the borrower would still have to pay. Gemara continues amalei sir of amram response of chista, and we continue on daf ayin rabeis. Saif ki amalei nensu lav shvur boy. That l'chayr, how can you say that Shimon will be neman and he doesn't have to make a shvur if l'maisa his whole kanyach hatayna is coming from a migu, and a migu is they could have actually said an oinus occurred, and that's why I don't have this item that I was guarding. But certainly in that case, at least according to one side of Taisus, Shimon would still be chayav to make a shvuah shashemim and to make a shvuah deraisa. Therefore, how could it be that we'd actually believe Shimon that he actually gave back this item without Shimon making a shvuah? The Gemara explains that in chinami my neman neman b'shvuah. When Rav Chista stated that Shimon would be neman, he didn't mean that Shimon would be neman without a shvuah. He meant that Shimon would be neman and he'd have to make a shvuah drabanan. Now that we complete this Gemara, let us go back to Rashbam, Diba Maschel Va'omalei, which is 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Rashbam explains the question, Va'omalei Nifkad Hayoimu Lomach Chzatu Lecha. At some point, Shimon claims that I returned the Chafetz to you, and I returned the Bekodin to Reuven. So, Mao, what is it in? The Kaimon Bechesar Batim, the Mafkad Itzach Aver Be'edim, the Reuven gives a Bekodin to Shimon, and he gives it to him even with Edim, Ain't Sarach Lachse Be'edim, that even so, Shimon doesn't have to return it to him by using Edim. I will Hochad Ikashtar Be'ad Mafkid, but in this case, since Reuven has a star, so mi aminim dahokinami mehem and migudi boya omenensu, bahim mehem uvishvu kilkamon, and as we just basically explain that Shimon will only be member with a Shvua, or Chesiv Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, Shatarim and Menasi Lenufgad, and there's a Kanto Shvuas Hashemim, Hashanami Mehemin with Shvua Kittel Kamon, and therefore you'll make a Shvua to Rabbon in our case, the Malal Shaka, Yboy have a Potanashi Betanya Shekhar in Nenzu, and in Mishum, the Lerotzel Shaka, Omer Zativ Nemon, therefore as long as Shimon will make a Shvua, then Shimon will be Nemon. We learned our Gemara, like the Rashbam, that learned that the Gemara's question was based on a Migu B'Makam Edim. Let us see the bottom thesis on Daf Ayin and Aleph that states, V'leim Lei Yishtarach B'Yodim Ay Boi, Lab Mishum will have a Migu B'Makam Edim Kaparach, that the Gemara is not asking based on Migu B'Makam Edim, Deim Kein, My Mishani, Vil Tameich, Ke Omelei Nensu, Mi Matze Omelei Yishtarach B'Yodim Ay Boi. L'chir, it is not a good response to the question that L'chir, in our case, is a Migu B'Makam Edim, as in the case of Nensu. Certainly it makes sense why Reuven can't say Yishtarach B'Yodim Ay Boi. Certainly Shimon could just turn to Reuven and say, that's true that I never returned the item to you, and therefore you have the shtar, but the mice and oinus occurred to the item, and therefore I'm potter. As Rashbam states, Hoki Omer Nensu leMuchu Milsadav Kush Tukama, it's not Muchach that Shimon is actually lying, the Afal Pishin Shtar Biyodai, that even though the shtar is actually in Reuven's hands, Yochliyash and Nensu, it's still possible that the oinus occurred to Shimon. Therefore, the Chayra, the Teretz of the Gemara, is not responsive to the original question, and I entices how he learns our Sugya. The Gemara continues, and the Gears of our Gemara is Lema Beplukta Dahin Tanoi, then let us say that this din Rav Chisda just stated is based on a machlekes tanoim, and the Gemara states that Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, but the Maisa, as we will see, this is not actually a Brisa, as the Gemara will quote Dine Goyla, which refers to Shmuel and Kana. The Gemara will also quote Dine Eretzrol, which refers to Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Therefore, certainly this is not a Brisa, and certainly the Gemara would not state Lema Beplukta Dahin Tanoi, and Ayin Rashbam, who is Goyus, Lema Beplukta, let us say this din Rav Chisda, that Shimon is Nemon with a Shvua, not universally agreed upon, and as we will see, that potentially the Dainei Goyla argue on the Svar of Rav Chisda. Before we continue, let us review the Shita of Nadoi that we learned in Masechtas Bar Metzia on the bottom of Daf Kuf Dalar and Beis, and it's interesting that once again in that Sugya, really that Sugya should be in Perek Ezu Neshech, as Nadoi deals with the whole issue of Iska and of Ribbis, and even in Masechtas Bar Metzia, the Sugya should not really be on Daf Kuf Dalar and Beis, and instead it should have been in Perek Ezu Neshech, and as we will see in a moment in our Gemara, and it's also stated in Masechtas Bar Metzia Daf Kuf Dalar and Beis, as Amri Nadoi, as the Nadoyim stated, Hai Iska Palga Milva or Palga Begodin. We know that when dealing with a business partnership, when there was an operating partner and a passive investor, the proper way to set up a transaction in order to avoid any issue of ribis is in a manner that is referred to as Chatzi Milva Chatzi Begodin. For example, if Reuven is the passive partner and he has merchandise that is valued at $1,000 and he contributes the merchandise to the partnership, and Shimon will now travel to another city and sell it for $1,500 and split the profits of $500 with Reuven, is Lemaisa Mechsik Ribis, as it seems that Shimon is paying Reuven $500 for letting him use his money or his merchandise, and therefore the Chachamim set this transaction up as follows, that $500 of the original merchandise is considered as a loan to Shimon, and if he loses it, he must pay $500 back to Reuven, and Reuven will not sustain any loss. However, the other $500 is considered a pekudin. Shimon is watching for Reuven, and if it is lost, Shimon wouldn't be responsible, since he is a Shem Chinam on that portion. Therefore, when Shimon ultimately sells his merchandise and makes $500, so since Milvulet Zantina, so half of the merchandise belonged to Shimon, and therefore he keeps all of the profits that are attributed to his share of the merchandise, and he would keep $250, while the other $50 in the merchandise was Reuven's, and therefore Reuven also made a profit of $250, and this way it is not Mechsik Ribis. However, let's remember that Rabbana still had one issue that is still Mechsik Ribis, as although ultimately we understand why Shimon would travel and work hard to sell his 50% of the merchandise, as he will keep the profits, but why is Shimon working for Reuven, selling Reuven's portion of the merchandise, and it looks like he's doing so because Reuven lent him 50% of the merchandise. Therefore, the Rabbanan required that Reuven either give Shimon an extra dollar to compensate him for his work, or as the Gemara teaches us in Masechtas Bar Metzia, that the standard was that Shimon, or what we call the Leiva, will get 2/3 of all profits, and Reuven or the Malva will only keep 1/3 of the profits, and Reuven will still be responsible for half of the losses, and therefore it will no longer be Mechsik Ribis. And our Gemara will now bring a machlekes between the Dainei Goyla and the Dainei Eretz Yisrael in a scenario where Reuven gave $1,000 to Shimon and they made up they're going to be partners, and Reuven and Shimon made up that Reuven will share 50% of the profits and he'll get a Mechsik Schar. And as Rashbam tells us, the Kosloi Shtar Kama Hivkidloi, and Lemaisa Reuven and Shimon wrote a Shtar, Reuven gave $1,000 to Shimon as an investment, and then prior to Shimon giving back this investment to Reuven, Shimon died, and now Reuven brings that Shtar and he goes over to the Yisayimim, and he wants to be Teveya, his Pekodim, from Shimon's Yisayimim. And Rashbam explains, Vayisayim Tainin Shem Avinu that the Yisraelim claim either it's possible that a father already returned investment to you, and Inami Tainis Boritanu, that they actually stated that we know that a father returned money to you. Rashbam points out that certainly in a case where Reuven actually lent money to Shimon, then Shimon died, and Reuven now comes and claims the money from the Yisraelim, certainly all agree that Nishba Reuven the Goyva Kol Hashtam in the Yisraelim, that Reuven will swear and will be able to collect the full $1,000 from the Yisraelim. And the reason is because even their father would not have a taina for the Gei of the Halva. Certainly, if Shimon would be alive, he wouldn't be able to taina that an Oinus occurred, as even if an Oinus occurred, Shimon still owes the money to Reuven. The only taina that Shimon would have to Reuven is that I want you to swear that I didn't pay you back, and once Reuven would make a shvua that you didn't pay me back, and certainly Reuven would be able to collect his full Halva from Shimon, and therefore, if Shimon dies, Reuven could still make a shvua to the Yisraelim, and certainly Reuven will be able to collect the full amount of the loan from the Yisraelim. However, in the case of the Gemara, we're going to be talking about a scenario where Reuven actually gave this money to Shimon as an investment, and therefore, as we explained from that day, it's considered palgal milvo or palgal begadin, and therefore the Gemara will bring a machlekes. And as the Gemara states, shtar kisa yotzei l'Yisraelim, if Reuven comes to the Yisraelim with a shtar that states that he gave Shimon $1,000 for an investment, and now he's claiming that he wants to get that money back, so dainei goyla amar nishba begay v'kulay, so the dainei goyla referring to Shmuel and Kana hold that Reuven will make a shvua and will be able to be goyva the full $1,000 from Shimon's children. However, Rab Amin Rab Asi, who we refer to as Dayanei Eretz Yisrael, as it teaches us in Maseches Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Zayin, they hold that Reuven will be able to make a shvua and will only be able to collect 50%, and Reuven will only be able to collect $500 from the Yisraelim. And the Gemara now continues and tries to explain how this machlekes between the Dayanei Goyla referring to Shmuel and Kana and the Dayanei Eretz Yisrael referring to Rab Amin Rab Asi is actually dependent on the Shita Rab Chista. And as the Gemara explains, that everyone agrees to the concept of Adai, and when Reuven is a passive investor and gives $1,000 to Shimon to go and do business, then it's Mechse Karibis, as we explain. Amin Adai, and Adai stated in Mesechtes Bava Metzia that Hai Iska, when there's a business transaction where Reuven is the passive investor and Shimon is the working partner, then it's Palga Milvo or Palga Begadin will look at the money as if Shimon borrowed $500 from Reuven, and the other $500 he's holding as a Begadin for Reuven. My lab, Hakamifli, and let us explain that the machlik is between the Dainei Goyla and the Dainei Eretz Yisrael is as follows. The Mas Sava Motzi Omli Shtarcha B'yadi Mai Bayi, that the Dainei Goyla that stated the Nishba V'Goyva Kulai, they don't hold like Rav Chista. They hold that even B'degeya the Chetzei Pekodin, then if Reuven would go over to Shimon and demand the money and Shimon would say I paid it back, then Shimon would not be believed with the Migul, as L'maisa Reuven could say to him that if it's true that you actually paid me back, then L'maisa, why do I have the Shtar in my hands? And by the fact I still have the Shtar that states that you actually were watching this item for me, then it must be that you didn't actually give it back to me. Therefore, not only does Reuven have a valid claim on the Chetzi Milva, which Shimon certainly is chayiv to pay back to Reuven, but Reuven even has a valid claim on the Chetzi Pekodin, as Lemaisa, even if Shimon would be alive and he would want to claim that I returned that $500 to you, Shimon would not be believed, as Reuven could say, Shtarcha B'yadi, my buddy. Therefore, since Reuven has a valid claim against Shimon's and against Shimon's children for the full $1,000, so therefore, the Dainei Goyla Paskin, then Reuven would make a shvua and will be able to collect the full $1,000. Gemara continues, Umar Sava, however, the Dainei Eretz Yisrael, referring to Rab Amin Rab Asi, that stated that Nishba V'Goyva Mechza, they hold that Leimotzi Amalei Shtarcha B'yadi my boy, and the gate of $500 and the Chelik, which is the Chetzei Bekodain, so if Shimon would be alive, Shimon would actually be able to taina that I returned the money to you, and Shimon would have been believed based on Amigu, they could have claimed that Oinus occurred, and as we previously saw, the Rav Chista taught us, then in this case, Reuven could not claim Shtarcha B'yadi my boy. We don't consider this Amigu B'makam Edim, as we previously explained. Therefore, the Dainei Eretz Yisrael hold, and although certainly Reuven could make a Shvua and collect the Chetzi Milva from the Yisraelim, as certainly the Yisraelim would have to pay back that Chelik, but in regard to the other $500, which is a Chetzi Pekodin, since if Shimon would be alive, he could taina that I returned that money to Reuven, and he would be believed based on Amigu, Reuven wouldn't have a taina of Shtarcha B'yadi my boy. Therefore, certainly in the case where Yisraelim say that we vade know that a father paid you back, that certainly they would be believed based on the same Migul, but even if they would say that we're not sure as to what happened, but it's possible that a father paid you back, that would be Tanin L'Yisraelim. And as Rashbam states, certainly the Yisraelim would have to make a Shvua, and as the Gemara teaches us in Masech Shvua, Shvua Shvulei Pekadnu Abba, Kenu Farish Hasam, therefore Reuven would not be able to collect the part which is a Chetzi Pekadin. That's why the Dainei Eretz Yisrael stated that Nishba V'Goyva Mechza, that that Reuven will be able to make a shvuah and he'll be able to collect 50% of the amount that he gave to Shimon, which was the chetzi milva. L'maisa, as we just explained, both the Dinei Goyla as well as the Dinei Eretz Yisrael, they both agree that b'degei erechelik, which is a palga milva, certainly Reuven would be able to collect that from the Yisayimim. Although we explained this already, let us see the svara inside the Rashbam on the second line in Diba Maschel Ma'ilav. Rashbam states that the palga de milva kol meidu nishba v'goyva Yisayi, that certainly regarding the chetzi milva, Reuven will be able to make a shvua and collect that from the Yisayimim. That feel we have a avurim kayim, as even if Shimon would be alive, lo matzi toinach zati, he wouldn't be able to taina that I return the money. Certainly, but the gehalva, the amalei, as Reuven would say to Shimon, shtarach biyadi, my boy, that why do I have a star if you already paid me back? The tainus migo leka, and there is no tainus migo. That feel of nensu tzarach lachser, but the gehalva, certainly even if it has occurred, that Shimon would still have to pay Reuven back. The milvi he got bay hilchach nish, but the goyva kedin habali parim and chsi yisaimim ayin rashbam. And when we read our gemara based on the gears of the Bach. However, Ayin and Taisis, they seem to be Gerus differently, but it doesn't seem that there's any nafkamina as to how we'll be Gerus. And Taisis' gears is, my lab, Rav Chiska Mifli, the man da'om Nishba v'goy v'kuloi, less late Rav Chista, that according to Dainei Goyle, that they hold Nishba v'goy v'kuloi, they don't hold like Rav Chista. And according to Dainei Yisrael, the man da'om Nishba v'goy v'mechsa, is late Rav Chista, Ayin Shom. And when Maisa, let's see, Taisis Dima Masa, man da'om Nishba v'goy v'kuloi, less late Rav Chista, that Taisis is from Taima, Akata, my goy v'kuloi, didn't turn Liasmin. Even if it's true that the Dainei Goyla do not hold Rav Chista, and therefore they hold that Reuven has a taina that Shtarcha Biyadu my boy, however, that only helps with the Geir taina that the Yisayimim could have claimed that our father returned the money to you. However, Lemaisa, since over here we're talking about the portion that's a Chetzi Pekadin, L'chayr Bezin should be taina for the Yisayimim, and they should claim that an oinus occurred, and certainly even if Reuven would claim that Shtarcha Biyadu my boy, that has no connection to an oinus. And Taisa's answer is Veishlema, the Musla Shchirchi, Loy Yasmi, that since a claim that oinus occurred is a musla shchiach, therefore there is not a taina that bezin will be tanina for yisayimim as the nensu kolisle, as if it would be true that actually an oinus occurred, then it would have been a call. And as Taisus points out, va'afagav davu and have mehemin loy mishnensu, and even though their father would have been nema to say that oinus occurred, miu loy taninalu, however, we would not use this for an actual taina for the yisayimim. And Taisus continues, umada menirba begayv mechza, according to Dainer Desol, that they hold that Reuven would swear and only be able to collect 50%. Sovid le matze omle shorch biyadi my boy. Therefore, v'tanin lu and we tain it for the yisayimim. Dechzatev lecha that we or our father returned it to you. And the yisayimim are believed based on a koyach amigu that a father could have said that it was nensu. And even though we wouldn't tain it nensu for the yisayimim, but kivin davu and have mehem v'tain zu. But since that father would have been believed with the tain of dechzatev lecha migu di boy omen nensu, therefore we extend that to the yisayimim as well. Ayin sham and the gemara continues. Loi, that not necessarily is this machlekes between the Dainei Goyla and the Dainei Eretz Yisrael based on the Shita of Rav Chista, as the Kule Alma Islul Rav Chista, as really we could say that even the Dainei Bavel hold like Rav Chista, they also hold that generally Reuven would not be able to taina Shtarcha Biyadi my boy, and Shim would believe with the taina Vichzat Lucha with the Migur they could have said that an innis occurred, and the machlekes between the Dainei Goyla and the Dainei Eretz Yisrael is as follows. The Masova, the Dainei Goyla hold, Im Isa de Pare, Meim Hava Omar. Since Lemaisa, at the time that Shimon and Reuven formed this partnership, they drew up a shtar, and we know at no point prior to Shimon dying did he taina that I already paid it off. Therefore, Bezin would not be tanin liyasmi and say that potentially their father paid this off, them isa de pari. And as Rashbam points out, as if it's true that Shimon actually paid, maybe amalma b'shatza vos misa, then certainly at the time that he was giving over his last will and testament, at the time prior to his death, then he would have told his children that you should know there's going to be a shtar up there, but you should know I already paid it off. And Lemaisa at this point, Reuven actually has two different things that are going for him. First of all, shtar b'yad nesin, Reuven has a shtar, v'gam litziva b'shas misa, and Shimon did not actually tell his children at the time of his death that he paid some amount to Reuven, and therefore the Dainei Goyla hold that Reuven will be nishba v'goy v'kuloi. The Gemara continues, umar sava, however Dainei Eretz Yisrael hold, that imam al-chamav v'suda ansay, that we hold that Reuven can only be goyva the chetzi milva, as Reuven would not be able to be goyva the chetzi Bikodin, as we would be Tanina Liyasmi, as even though it's true that if the father would have paid it back, then at the time that Shimon was giving over his last will and testament, and at the time prior to his death, he should have told his children. However, Lemaisa, it's possible that he died very suddenly, and therefore he didn't have time to tell his children. Therefore, we would be Tanina Liyasmi, that potentially their father paid back this money to Reuven, and therefore Reuven would not be able to collect this amount from the Yisayimim, and that's why the Dainei Eretz Yisrael hold that Chayiv of a Goyva Mechza that Reuven could swear on the Chetzi Milva, and ultimately he could only be Goyva 50% of his original investment. Ritva points out that you shouldn't think that Lefida Dinei Eretz Yisrael, there would be a different halacha if there's a man that dies suddenly or if Shimon didn't die suddenly. Ritva states, V'afa pi shemes mitecha shufi, and even if Shimon died calmly and he didn't die suddenly, Sava hoya shlo yomas kol kach mehira, that it could be that Shimon did not think that he would die so quickly, but she hate pnei l'tzavos, and he thought that he would have time to give his last will and testament to his children and be able to tell them that he paid it back. But the maisa he miscalculated, inami malchamavis ansei v'shachach v'leitziva, or when it states that malchamavis ansei doesn't necessarily mean, as Rabbeinu Gershom states, that im malchamavis ansei v'pissam v'leimotzi amar, but it just means that based on the malchamavis getting involved and Shimon being sick and not well, therefore Shimon forgot and he didn't tell his children. And the Gemara will now continue and bring two halachis in the name of Rav Huna Ba'Ovin, as Shalach Rav Huna Ba'Ovin, Rav Huna Ba'Ovin said that number one, I pass like Rav Chisda, that I'm afkad itzik haver b'shtar, v'omol le'yichzat v'lcha, that Neman, and if Reuven gave $1,000 as a pekodin to Shimon, and they wrote a shtar, and then Shimon states that I returned it, that Shimon would be Neman based on Amigo, and Reuven would not be able to taina, shtar chabiyodi my boy, and this is exactly like Rav Chisda stated. And number two, Rav Huna Ba'Ovin, passings like the Dainei Bovel, v'shtar kisa yetzel yisraimim nishba b'goy v'kulay. Right now, the Gemara goes back to its original thought process, and the Gemara thinks that if you hold like the Dainei Eretz Yisrael, that you don't hold like Rav Chisda, and therefore the Gemara asks that L'chayr Tati, that the steer between the Psakim of Rav Huna Ba'Ovin, as how could you passing like Rav Chisda on the one hand, passing like the Dainei Bovel on the other hand, and the Gemara answers, Shani Hasan, the Easter Pari, Meima Ava Oma, and Ein Chanami, although it's possible that the Dainei Bovel actually hold like Rav Chisda, but even so, they hold that Nishba V'Goy V'Kuloi, and as we previously explained, that the Dainei Bovel hold that there are actually two things that are working for Reuven. That number one, Reuven Kataina Shtar Chabiyadi my boy, and number two, if it's true that your father really paid me back, then he would have told you so Bishas Misa. The Gemara continues, Rava Amar or Sama Gerus Amar Rava, that Rava states Hilchasa Nishba V'Goy V'Mechza, that he passes like the Dainei Eretz Yisrael, and Reuven would swear and be Goyva 50%, and it'll be Goyva the Chetzi Milva, but he would not be able to be Goyva the Chetzi Bekodin. Keep in mind that when Rava stated Nishba V'Goy V'Mechza, so although he didn't state that that is actually like the Dainei Eretz Yisrael, however, we know that that is the shita of the Dainei Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara continues, Om Mazutra, the Mazutra states, Hilchasa G'dayne Goyla, that the Halacha follows the Dainei Goyla, and based on our understanding, the Dainei Goyla stated that Nishba V'Goyva Kulay, and as long as Reuven makes a Shua, not only will he be able to collect the Chetzi Milva, but he'll even be able to collect the Chetzi Pekodin. And based on our current understanding, so Om Ravina Mazutra, so Ravina says to Mazutra, Ha'om Rav Nishba V'Goyva Mechza, that why do you pass like Dainei Goyla, that we know that Dainei Goyla hold that Nishba V'Goyva Kulay? Why don't you agree to Rava that the halacha is that Nishba V'Goyva Mechza, and you should pass him like the Dainei Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara tells us that Omalei, that Mazutra explained to Ravina, and we continue on Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph, Ananda Dainei Goyla Ipcha Masin La, that when we learned the Shita of the Dainei Goyla, we actually reversed the Shita of the Dainei Goyla and the Shita of the Dainei Eretz Yisrael, and according to our version, the Dainei Goyla actually stated that Nishba V'Goyva Mechza, and the Dainei Eretz Yisrael were the ones who stated Nishba V'Goyva Kulay, and therefore when I pass him the halacha is Kedainei Goyla, I actually pass him exactly like Rava, that the halacha is Nishba V'Goyva Mechza, and we will stop over here.